I know it's super hard to enter states cleanly all by yourself. And so what we're going to do is you're going to listen to my voice and I'm going to guide you through some experiences you've had and how to put them together so you can experience a state that feels and looks like confidence. What you're going to need as a learning aid while you build this state is a small object we'll call an anchor. So find yourself a paperclip, a penny, maybe a small stone or marble, any small object that will fit in the palm of your hand and that you don't use every day. When you're ready, come back and hit play. Now, I want you to put both feet flat on the ground, take a few deep breaths, and just relax and allow your attention to come to my voice. And we're going to ask you to think about a time when you were physically strong. This is a real memory from your life. It can have happened at any point in your life, but I want you to vividly recall that moment when you felt strong physically, a time when you felt that your body was easily able to do what you were asking of it. And as you go into that memory of being strong, see what you see, hear what you hear, and feel what you feel. And then just allow your attention to track through your body and notice how strength shows up in the way you carry your head, in the muscles on the back of your neck or your shoulders, in your breath and your heartbeat and that feeling down the back, in those big muscles in your core and at the top of your legs, and all the way down to the small muscles in your feet. Just notice how your whole body resonates with being strong. And then allow your attention to come into your ears and notice when you are strong, how do you hear the world? How do you hear the voice in your head? What sounds are you aware of? How loud are they? How clear are they? Do they have rhythm? Do they have resonance? And then bring your attention into your eyes and notice your focus, the images that come to you, the clarity, the color, the shapes, the focus of being strong. And when you are completely engaged in this moment of physical strength, just reach out for that object, give it a squeeze, and when you're ready, connect to that strength and put the object back down, shake it off. Because now we're going to access a different time in your life, a time when you were really aware of focus on something you want. A time you wanted something to be something, to do something, and that took up all of your focus. And I want you to go back into that memory as though it were happening now. See what you see, hear what you hear, and feel what you feel as you are focused on what you want. And just allow yourself to become aware how focus shows up in your eyes, in what you see, in what you are looking at, in what you are aware of visually, how it shows up in your ears, in what you hear around you, in what you hear in the voice in your head, in rhythm, in tempo, in tone. And then I want you to let your awareness drop back into your body and notice how focus changes all of those subtle variations in muscle tone, in warmth and coolness, in energy level. And just start at the top of your head and track down, noticing what changes when you are focused on what you want. What changes in your upper body, what changes in your core, what changes all the way down to your toes. And when all parts of you are fully engaged in being focused on what you want, just reach for your object, give it a squeeze, then put it down, shake that off. Now finally, I want you to think about a time when you were really alert and aware, a time other people thought you were so perceptive, a time when you noticed the information available to you that was going to help you move forward. And I want you to find that memory of being alert and aware and perceptive. And as you go back into that memory of being aware, see what you see, hear what you hear, feel what you feel. Pull your attention all the way into your body as you are perceptive, and notice what changes in muscle tension and tone, in muscle movement, in your perception of energy inside you. Take a breath and notice what changes in your ears when you are perceptive. How are your ears connected to the environment around you? How are your ears connected to the voice in your head? What are your ears doing differently as you are perceptive? And then allow your attention to come up into your eyes. And notice when you are really perceptive, how your eyes move, how they focus, how they react to movement or change or color or shape or edges in your environment. How you respond to internal images that focus on what you want, that template that tells you what you're looking for. And when your eyes and your ears and your body are all thoroughly engaged in this state of heightened perception, just reach for your object and give it a squeeze. Put it down and shake it off. Now, your anchor is not a magic charm, it's a learning tool. And when you squeeze that anchor now, you get a chance to notice what changes in your hearing, what changes in your vision, what changes in your body when you are strong and focused and alert all at the same time. And when you are strong and focused and alert, you might feel confident. And people around you might look at you being strong and focused and alert and see confidence. And you can try that on. You can experiment. You can deepen your experience of each of those separate states and of the states altogether. You can even add another component if you think there's one that you need to be your best and most confident self. That's lesson one.